You are listening to Real World News.
Testimony after the release of the political prisoners of Santa Cruz Barillas. The struggle against Spanish company Hidralia S.A. in Santa Cruz Barillas, Guatemala, where there are plans to build a hydroelectric dam, should be an example for the other communities facing megaprojects, said Isabela Gaspar Francisco to Real World Radio. The testimony of the member of the Recreo B community was taken last Thursday the 10th, when the seven prisoners released were arriving to their municipality, where 4,000 people welcomed them with open arms with an event where commitment and solidarity with the struggle against the installation of said dam were present. During the almost 9 months of their imprisonment after their arrest under a state of emergency declared by Otto Pérez Molina's administration on May 1, 2012, the families, especially the wives and partners of the prisoners, suffered, in addition to the distance of their loved ones and the lack of income, harassments by representatives of the construction company who offered them money and the release of the prisoners in exchange of denying the damages this work would cause. The women of Santa Cruz Barillas were an emotional and material pillar in the resistance process of the 9 people arrested in an unfair and arbitrary way. In November, an international delegation visited the people imprisoned in Guatemala City, after which the Environmentalist Federation, Friends of the Earth International, and other organizations carried out several actions both before the Guatemalan government and the company's authorities in Spain, demanding the release of the prisoners. The relatives of the prisoners, in order to visit them in prison, had to spend large amounts of money in transportation, food, and other expenses, which was impossible to afford with their peasant economies. That deepened the distance and the pain. Isabela was interviewed in Santa Cruz Barillas by Annie Matsir Mikulax, a Mayan indigenous journalist, member of SEIVA, Friends of the Earth Guatemala. She said that before the company arrived, the municipality was a beautiful, quiet place and didn't have the problems it faces now. And she demanded Guatemalan president to immediately withdraw the company that caused so much pain, death and suffering to the communities. We feel alone, the authorities are in Pozo Verde looking after the company, not us. We don't want any more blood or pain here. In addition, she said that they expect that the struggle carried out by the community members against the dam serves as an example to other municipalities of Guatemala who face similar situations. Thinking about the future generations of the municipality, Isabela said that the struggle against the dam will continue and said that on November the 25th, a worker of the company attacked her with knives aiming to punish those who support the struggle against the construction company. Despite this, Isabela said that the absence of her brothers for almost a year, far from weakening, has strengthened the community spirit in defense of its heritage. Barillas is more united than ever, said the Guatemalan activist.
You are listening to Real World News.